Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner. And who was that? That was Buddy Holly. And why are we playing Buddy Holly? Not Fade Away, because he did fade away on this day in 1959. It's called, this is known in the music history, on this day of February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died, the day that the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, Roger Peterson, and Joe Meek, Richie Valens, all went down, Eduardo Mondlán, all went down in a crash that killed kind of the early rock and roll heroes in the United States. So that happened on this day in 1959. What happened on this day, February the 3rd in our history? Well, in 1534, the British were still trying to take over Ireland, battling to control that country, and the Irish rebel Silken Thomas fought them and was executed on the order of Henry VIII in London on this day. This is the day in 1690. The Massachusetts colony issues the first paper money in America, and so the problem begins. And this day in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified, guaranteeing the right to vote regardless of race. We still don't have a constitutional amendment that says we have the right to vote, but this amendment said if we did have it, then color couldn't stop you from voting. On this day in 1913, all those conservatives in the world lament this day, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified, authorizing the federal government to impose and collect an income tax. And on this day in 1941, the U.S. Supreme Court upholds wages and hours, later known as the Fair Labor Standards, banning child labor and establishing the 40-hour work week, something my employees have been fighting for since they began working for me. On this day in 1948, a very serious thing happened. Many people don't remember this case. On this day in 1948, Rosa Ingram and her 14 and 16-year-old sons were condemned to death for the alleged murder of a white Georgian. Now, what the story was in 1948 took place in Georgia, that Rosa Ingram, working in her fields, she was a sharecropper, and the man who owned the land was a man named John Stratford. He came over and accused her of having some of her cattle in his field and began to sexually threaten her and push her around. And her two young teenage sons came to her defense. A fight ensued, and he died from head wounds as a result of that fight after he sexually assaulted Rosalie Ingram. They were convicted of murder. It became a national cause in this country from the NAACP, the Civil Rights Congress, a group called Sojourners for Truth and Justice, wanted Harry Truman to overturn the case. He would not. The Ingrams were sent to prison. They were released in 1959 for good behavior. But they spent those 12 years in prison for defending themselves against the white landlord. And so we remember Rosa Ingram on this day. She passed away in 1980. On this day in history in 1960, British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan talked about the wind of change. And that was when he realized that we have to change. Britain has to change and begin to move out of colonial Africa. It was his anti-colonial speech he made in the face of the opposition from so many Africans throughout the continent of Africa who were demanding independence from Great Britain. This is a day in 1961 that the beginning of the agricultural protest in Angola took place, Angola in southwest Africa, and that began the Angolan War of Independence. This is a day in 1971. You remember the movie? New York police officer Frank Serpico was shot during a drug bust in Brooklyn and survived to testify against police corruption. And many people believe that at that moment, of course, he was standing up to police and was officers who sent him to try to kill him. A movie was made of his life and that struggle, Al Pacino playing Serpico. On this day in 1989, former first baseman Bill White, the St. Louis Cardinals, becomes the first African-American to be named head of a major sports league when he was named president of the National League in 1989. On this day there's one thing I left out here I wanted to tell you all about. It just disappeared off my thing. Well, it'll come back. On this day in 1911, Horace Greeley, the great American journalist, was born, and Baltimorean 1874 Gertrude Stein, the great poet and art collector, was born on this day, famous for being out as a lesbian before anybody else in this country, really, in many ways. In 1894, the great Norman Rockwell was born. Maybe people don't like his paintings. I do. On this day in 1904, Pretty Boy Floyd was born, the flamboyant gangster who the working class loved because he ripped off banks and liked to throw his money out to the people. On this day, we'll do that later because that means that music is coming up. It'll be a good day for music. This is good because, you know, we play our music during the breaks of music that happened on this day. On this day in 1810, Antonio Ruiz, known as El Negro Falucho, died in battle to save his country, Buenos Aires, Argentina. What people don't realize, because they look at Argentina today as a mostly white nation, but at this time when they fought for their independence in 1810, almost half the country was black. And because of immigration and then a war they fought later with Paraguay and epidemics that took place, many Afro-Argentinians were wiped out. But at one point in history, half that nation was African. And one of the great heroes was Antonio Ruiz, who stood up with the African militias fighting against slavery and fighting for the independence of Argentina. On this day in 1889, the great American outlaw, Bell Starr, passed away in 1889. And John Butler Yeats passed away, one of the great Irish poets and illustrators, in 1922. Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the United States, passed away on this day in 1924, as did Tony Williams, one of the great drummers in American jazz. Well, that is this day in history, February the 3rd, and we'll be right back with our conversation with our city council members. Don't go away.